1-800-509-5633.
Some big Alabama cities, including very close to the University of Alabama. In fact, in the city where the university sits, Tuscaloosa, in the south, boy, we are getting pummeled. Amazing amounts of emergency crews out there still making sure that they've uncovered everything that they could possibly find under the lights, in the wee hours, all that sort of stuff, because the destruction was unreal. The trail was brutal. However, the talk of this country isn't so much about those twisters and the poor people who have been victims of it. 75 people dead so far in the last couple of weeks, and all you see is just broken towns. Looks like ghost towns, and half of houses are falling down. Some of them are just completely flattened. But yet the president takes the spotlight. He interrupts the White House daily briefing to say, yep, I was born in America. Here's the long form version of my birth certificate. We have to stop all this silliness. That's where we begin on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Here's what Donald Trump had to say, kind of a little montage, if you will, of the Trumpster.
He's got to talk more about what's going on in this country rather than birth certificates.
It wasn't a big issue with me.
I got no problem with Trump doing that, not at all.
Actually, that's a reaction to Donald Trump. We do have, that was my fault, we do have Donald Trump. I'm going to let you hear this, too, talking about how shocking it was that the birth certificate was real and then being honored. He knows how to spin it around, being honored that he was the one to reveal it.
You have to ask the president, why didn't he do this a long time ago? Why didn't he do it a long time ago? When Hillary Clinton was asking, when everybody was asking, why didn't he do it? It's shocking. I feel I've accomplished something really, really important, and I'm honored by it.
Okay, so it did take a celebrity star, a billionaire, the king of New York, to have this issue come full circle and the president decide that he was going to say, forget this nonsense. Here it is. Here's my birth certificate. Can we put an end to this? So the transparency that has not been there suddenly becomes the issue. Where's the rest of it? Where's the records? Where's where's your health records? Where's your school records? Those are the questions that still linger for many. But I think effectively the birther movement, if you want to call it that, is killed. The Tea Party, the heads of the Tea Party have come out and said, great, you show the certificate, it's real, whatever, boom. They're really done with that. But let's find out why these other things haven't been revealed. Why did he take so long, and why spend all that money to cover it up? And I still believe there's going to be people that have lingering questions about the citizenship aspect of this president, but I don't think that it's going to go very far anymore. It's more about the transparency than anything else. Why now? Why wait? Why spend all that money? Why? There's a big why question surrounding the Middle East. Now, I don't want to ignore that, because when something like the birth certificate becomes big news, dead people in our country from tornadoes affecting neighbors, happening in our own backyard, becomes a secondary thing for too many people. And also what's happening in the Middle East. What's going on with Syria? We have to respond to these humanitarian needs. Remember, this is what we've done in Libya, as we've spent unbelievable amounts of money on missiles, on lending aid in other ways, writing a check for non-lethal uses. Remember that. So what happens? Susan Rice, our ambassador, at the UN talked about Syria and considering new sanctions, and also something that's been pushed in the background too, violence escalating in Iran. Take a listen.
The United States is currently pursuing a range of possible policy options, including additional targeted sanctions, to respond to the crackdown and make clear that this behavior is unacceptable. Instead of listening to their own people, President Assad is disingenuously blaming outsiders while at the same time seeking Iranian assistance in repressing Syria's citizens through the same brutal tactics that have been used by the Iranian regime.
Yeah, and we've seen things bubble up twice in Iran. You know, pick your day, pick your country in the Middle East. And there's really, I think, where there's so much concern because of the investment we have in Iraq and because of the troops we have in Afghanistan, because of the sad thing that happened in Afghanistan. A military man opens fire on 9 Americans, kills 8 military folks, and guns down an American civilian contractor as well. Turns out he had mental illness from helicopter crashes, and he was a military pilot in Afghanistan and had nothing to do with the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. But here you have Americans who risk their life every day, and all they're doing is going through the Kabul airport, and they're shot to death, trying to get back to families, trying to make their way out, and this is what happens to them. Toughest phone call, I would think, to make to those families. Everybody worries. When they have somebody who's serving in Afghanistan or anywhere in any of the hornet's nests in the Middle East, they're concerned every day. And then you get this phone call that, there was this Afghanistan military pilot who wasn't right in the head, and he was upset over his finances and his life was a mess, so he just decided to shoot people in the airport. And sadly, your son was one of the targets. He just was in the wrong place at the wrong time. So we have a lot of things that we're going to get to in this hour of America tonight. Let me serve up what's on the menu for you. We're actually going to even turn to the royal wedding. I haven't talked too much about that. A lot of people in America are starting to become intrigued with Prince William and Kate Middleton. I guess it's the pageantry. I'm not sure. It's the celebrity kind of crazy thing that people feel for just anybody with the 15 minutes of fame, and certainly they have 15 minutes and beyond. And the curiosity factor for this couple is high in other places. In England, it's, you know, crazy. The tabloids are all over them. The tabloid reporters are all over them. And the details of everything that's happening is being released. So we're going to talk to an actress who is in a Lifetime movie about Prince William and Kate Middleton, about her role as the boss of the soon-to-be princess, and her reaction to the royal wedding and her friend's reaction back in the UK. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
So while Donald Trump takes credit for the president releasing his long-form birth certificate, and questions still abound about transparency and other records of Barack Obama, there are other things happening in Washington that affect us in our own backyard. Do you believe it? Still with the budget and the debt ceiling. Debt ceiling deadline is May 16th, otherwise we default on the loans. Harry Reid had plenty to say about that. The majority leader also talked about Paul Ryan's budget and whether or not this would pass in a vote before the Senate. He said it would certainly be a litmus test for where the Senate Republicans stand anyway. Take a listen.
Well, I want to find out how all but two Republicans in the House voted for this. I think, as with H.R. 1, let's bring it over here and let's find out how people really care, feel about it. Because I think, you know, to get us something done, we need to have both houses of Congress take a look at it. So we're going to take a look at this and find out if the Republicans in the Senate, as I said before, are really as supportive of the Republican budget that came out of the House as the Republicans are in the House. We're moving forward. We know that this is even bigger than the CR that was so important, that is shutting down the government. This is increasing the debt ceiling is more important than that, because this deals with the full faith and credit of the country. If we're not able to do this, it's going to affect us for generations to come. So in answer to your question, we're going to be working. White House can speak for themselves, but we're not going to be drawing any lines in the sand. We're going to be trying to move this down the court.
Wow. That was filled with all kinds of spin, wasn't it? We're going to try to move this down the court. Great little NBA reference there, or basketball reference. So far, that they're kind of at a stalemate on what's going to happen with the budget and what's going to happen with the debt ceiling, whether or not the debt limit's going to be raised. Little Timmy Geithner, the Treasury of the Secretary of the Treasury, seems to feel that this is a done deal, all his markers are in, and it'll happen. But I'm not so sure about that. I think there's going to be more scuttlebutt as it gets closer to that day. And as it's been explained to me by financial people who are not concerned about the politics of it, they say it would be disastrous for future generations. Boy, what are we leaving to future generations? You have children, you have grandchildren, what are we leaving them? There's a big question. David in North Dakota, hey, you have the floor. Thanks for calling. Whoops, we just lost David. Sorry. If you call back again, David, we'll slide you in there. No problem. Anybody else wants to throw in their 2 cents, you can do it at 800-259-5791. You know the numbers. Or shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. All roads lead through the website. A couple of other things I told you about the Tea Partiers and other conservatives about Obama. Okay, you gave us the birth certificate. Now give us more. Give us the records. I mentioned there with Harry Reid that we can't forget some of the things that are happening in Washington that were occupying our minds, like money and where are we going. But what about gas prices? I don't know if you've filled up lately. I've talked recently the fact that I paid $3.99 in Fort Worth, Texas, and then I was in Dallas, Texas, and I paid a little bit less. I paid $3.69, but people are feeling that pain at the pump. I can tell because a big chunk of emails that you're sending me have to do with what you're paying, have to do with budgets that you have in your home, because believe it or not, while the government can't seem to run on any kind of a budget, all of us have budgets, and we're busting them wide open. Normally, money that you would use to pay toward an electric bill or a credit card or a student loan or food or something else, some of that money is now being eaten up because of how much more you're paying for your fuel. You work 45 minutes to an hour away because you might get stuck in that traffic. You go home, so maybe it's 45 an hour each way. You're idling, as I mentioned, some of those stoplights, and you're going to burn gas unless you work from home. More people are working from home, and that would be one good thing about doing that. If you don't have to go to the office very much, there you would automatically save. While everybody else is feeling the pinch, you can run your errands in your neighborhood, and maybe you have children that you have to drop off at practices and stuff, but you're still not using as much fuel as the average American does while they're commuting to their job, and it is very, very frustrating. I've said this before. What are the sacred cows? Taxes, gas prices. Nobody wants to see or hear about them going up. It's just the way it is. And yes, in other places they pay a lot more for their gasoline, but the bottom line is we don't. And we don't want to see those prices get up to $6, $7. And trust me, you don't want to see that, because if it gets to $7, what are we going to pay for our food? You watching what's happening there? Notice there's fewer coupons that you cut out of the Sunday paper, people who get the Sunday paper just for that. Yeah, it's going to be tough. You're going to pay a lot more for that, for food, for clothes, anything that's trucked, anything that's basically even delivery, probably the same thing. All of that will be tacked on because the gas that the delivery services will use for anything, whether you're just getting furniture delivered, whether you're getting a washer dryer dumped off, you know, whatever it might be. packages, I would assume some of that would possibly start to go up because of the costs on the other end. And it's easy to push it off on the consumer and say, listen, it's not in our hands. Gasoline prices are sky high. We've had to pay more. So we have to make a profit. We're a business after all. So we're pushing it on to you. So it's a natural chain of events. It's not just about driving your car and filling it up and being upset when you see how much you're paying week after week. Because you're not only going to have to pay that extra $100, $150 a month more at the gas station, you're going to have to pay that when you go to the grocery store. You're going to have to pay more when you're getting your groceries. And you start to add on $200, $300 to people's budgets. Where are they getting this money? People that are living paycheck to paycheck, how are they paying this? The answer is they can't. They've got to juggle things. They're doing the juggling act again, or they're getting a second and a third job. There are a lot of people that work two and three jobs just to be able to pay for their kids, to pay for the keep the home operation running, to keep that budget going. That's what's so ironic about the whole budget debates we've been having. The fact that for 6 months there was a Band-Aid over the budget is ridiculous. You have X amount of dollars available. You have to have a budget. You have to make hard choices. Because every time you push it off, you just delay the pain. And you can't bury your head in the sand. I guess you can when you're a politician, but it's not good to bury your head in the sand like an ostrich, because when you pull your head out of the sand, what happens? You still have to deal with whatever the crisis is. And it's a crisis. The debt ceiling is a crisis. Why are we in this position? We shouldn't be there in the first place. And the reason why is because of spending, 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 and not cutting anything until it's a desperate situation. And we still are in that desperate situation. Absolutely. Hopefully, it gets solved before we're up against that date. We're almost into May. April is in the rearview mirror. A couple days left, and then we're into May. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Remember, you can hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. Stay with us here in this hour of America Tonight.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
As it were, here on America Tonight. But the water cooler buzz has to be over Barack Obama and the fact that he handed over his birth records. In fact, sent somebody to Hawaii to go and retrieve the long form certificate, bring it back, surprised the White House reporters, and said, here it is. And said, can we stop this sideshow? Since Obama's election, Hawaii says it was inundated with about 20 weekly requests for various birth records related to Obama. And recently, because Donald Trump, who has a big name, especially in the media capital, New York, has been speaking out and saying, why isn't he showing us the birth certificate? I don't understand. Let's see the birth certificate. What has he got to hide? Why can't we see it? All that sort of stuff, which many of you have called and said, to show the birth certificate. If there is no controversy, show the birth certificate. So that's exactly what's happened now. Since 2001, just so you know, because some people are saying, well, where was this birth certificate? The birth certificates that have been issued since 2001 have been computer-generated birth certificates. The 2001 policy, this is in Hawaii, was created so that you could have certified copies and to comply with their state laws that would restrict disclosure of some of the birth details. Then they would do photocopies of the original birth records. But they carry, to make sure that it's official, they carry a raised state seal. I have that on my birth certificate, too. And a signature stamp from the state registrar so that they're valid documents for getting driver's licenses or other government documents, whatever they might be. You know, passports, etc. When they ask you for that, they can go and see that it's not a phony birth certificate. So it's been released, long form. And now the question becomes, does this die? Is this over? Is it, you know, are we done with this whole thing? And I think the answer is that you're just beating a dead horse going down this path anyway. I go back to the same thing. If it's not wanting Obama to be the president, then there are different ways to go about it versus jumping on this train going down the same path in reverse. So I'm thinking that a lot of this probably does go away. But that's my question to all of you. I think a lot of it does go away, but does it completely kill the so-called birther movement? And I'm going to say no. You don't ever, I think you won't ever completely contain that wildfire, because people who want to believe that there's ways to do things and get around things will think, well, there's somehow, some way, something here has been gotten around because he's the president of the United States. But I think not. The White House complies. They release the long form, and it certainly sends things in a different direction. So the Tea Party, Donald Trump, and a lot of other people who were doubtful and didn't understand why the birth certificate wasn't being released, now it's been released. Debated, doubted, all that sort of stuff. There's no question about it. No question about it that it's out there. So Trump is taking the credit. In fact, I think we have some reaction from Donald Trump. He took the credit for the release. He told one of the news networks that he was honored to play a role in the debate, even if it kills the biggest issue that he had in his arsenal, because that was his biggest issue, that he just flat out was saying it. He didn't tiptoe around it and said, show us the stupid birth certificate. If it's really there, then let's see the thing. Anyway, here in his own words is Donald Trump.
I feel I've accomplished something really, really important, and I'm honored by it. You have to ask the president, why didn't he do this a long time ago? Why didn't he do it a long time ago? When Hillary Clinton was asking, when everybody was asking, why didn't he do it? It's shocking.
Yeah. And, you know, he has a point. Why didn't he do it? Just do it. And then other people will say, he's the president of the United States. He has been checked out. Why does he have to respond to people who think that he wasn't born in the United States? And so does it end the birther movement? Does it end your curiosity if you were curious about it? And you know, here's what's interesting. The House Republicans have been able to use this to their advantage still, even with this being released. And what they've said, I'll just pick out a few. What they've said is, why would the White House even do this? The House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, said after the document was revealed that, you know, this is a quote from Eric Cantor. He says, I've criticized members of my own party for making this some kind of issue. So I'm really surprised the White House is actually doing the same thing. That we have a lot of things swirling around right now. You have gas prices up over $4 a gallon. Oh, you don't have to tell us, Eric Cantor. You have $14 trillion in debt that we're trying to deal with, unemployment that's still really almost 10%. And why is this an issue? Why are we reporting on this? Which is clever for the Republicans, because that's the way to turn it around. And what Cantor says is, look, I chastised people in my own party, the few that were jumping on it, for jumping on it. And he says he's created the sideshow that he's criticizing. I mean, this is surprising that they would stoop to this. So that becomes the other side of it. How many people will, you know, there's no way of winning in this. How many other people will say, well, if you're the president of the United States and you know you were born in Honolulu, why would you respond in the first place? Why do you even respond? You weren't responding, so why do you respond? I'll tell you one thing it does also show, that there is absolutely power in the Tea Party. Absolutely. And Trump is right, because he had a name. He was out there on all the talk shows, whether it was radio, television, in the newspapers being quoted, and he was beating the drum of, let's see the birth certificate, I don't believe it. He knows that he opened up this Pandora's box even bigger and forced the administration to do something about it, to stop the so-called circus, sideshow, you know, whatever you want to say. So it does tell you, I say this all the time, power to the people, power in numbers, no matter what your political stripes, it absolutely does put a big, huge spotlight on how much the Tea Party has grown and how loud it's become and how effective they have become at getting people to respond, because this was partially their baby that they picked up the ball on. And now the President of the United States has responded to this. All right, so we got other fish to fry here on ATN, and this is a big one. Lost in the sauce and everything that's going on with birth certificate stuff is the fact that Leon Panetta, who is the CIA director, is going to be nominated to head the Defense Department, while General Petraeus is going to be tapped to replace Panetta as the next top dude, boss of our major spook agency, the CIA. Is this a good swap? Leon Panetta heading the Defense Department? The president says it gives him the strongest team possible. It's a seamless transition. It makes sense because Defense Secretary Robert Gates creates a vacuum by leaving. He's retiring. And Gates, remember, has been there through two administrations. So he was with the Republicans in the Bush administration and then stayed with Obama and the current administration. Now he's retiring, and you have a lot of things going on. You have Afghanistan, what's happening in Pakistan, everything that's going on in the Middle East, the starting of the drawing down of troops in Iraq. So much is happening that definitely connects the Defense Department, the CIA, absolutely. So what Panetta is saying, I guess, is that it was a difficult decision. And in fact, Gates said that the rumor has been swirling around, but Panetta was skeptical in leaving. However, because he loves being the director of the CIA. I don't know, which would you rather be? The director of the CIA, the spooks, knowing all the secrets. I mean, I guess you do if you're the Secretary of Defense, same thing, you're even bigger on the scale. But now you have to take a lot of the blows. You have to testify more often in front of Congress and have to try to explain what's happening in these countries where we seem to be stuck. Just officially, Panetta's first day is July 1st. That's when Gates is gone. He's gone at the end of June. Is this a good move? Leon Panetta as the Secretary of the Defense. Where are we headed, folks? Where are we headed? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Catch you on the flip side.
Sports. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
So how many of you have an early wake-up call to watch the marriage of Prince William and Kate Middleton? A lot of people have checked out the Lifetime movie, William and Kate, Let Love Rule. One of the actresses from that movie, Laura Waddell, joins us now. She plays Kate Middleton's nasty boss at Jigsaw, Belle Robinson. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Laura, on ATN. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me.
Well, what was it like playing this role of, I said the nasty boss, the challenging boss, let's say. How did you dive into this piece? How did you get ready for it?
Well, obviously, I mean, the thing is, it was there was actually obviously a real woman that Kate was employed by, Belle Robinson, but my character, I mean, the producers are very clear, my character was, like, not based on her. It was very fictionalized, because apparently she was actually very nice to Kate as opposed to my character. But, yeah, I just kind of, you know, did a little bit of research about the royal family. I knew quite a bit anyway, but about Kate and about Jigsaw, the fashion chain. And, yeah, it's just a really fun role to play because it's always nice playing the bad guys, isn't it, really?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no kidding. It is much more fun. What's been the reaction to the movie? Because, I mean, you're British, obviously. This is a big deal. So what have I'm sure, you know, your family and friends are always cheering for you to get roles. But what was their reaction to this part and to this movie?
Obviously, the, you know, family and friends, they were really, really pleased because of it, especially back home as well, being British, they were kind of like, yay, it's something to do with the royals, it's sort of, very suited to me. I think the reaction has been kind of mixed. I think some people, because obviously in the UK, we feel quite the royals are sort of put in front of us a lot. They're in the tabloids all the time, whereas in America, we're sort of a little more detached from them. So I think people in the UK are a little, I don't know. I mean, they're still excited about William and Kate, but I think less so than Americans. So I think the reaction in America was much more positive to the William and Kate movie than it was in England.
There you go. Will you? I mean, you're an actor, so you have crazy hours anyway. But will you watch any of this? Are you going to DVR this? Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it because it's on like 3 a.m. or something. But I think, I'm going to have a little party, get some British friends around and have some food and drink and watch it, yeah.
Do you, being British, what has been the reaction to Kate Middleton? You know, people are trying to compare her to Princess Di and all that. What are your thoughts on Kate Middleton?
Well, I think she's, first of all, doing very well considering the amount of pressure that's on her at the moment. But obviously, people are inevitably going to compare her to Diana because it's the first royal wedding since Diana's in 79 or something. But I think, I think she's been doing, incredibly well despite, the amount of pressure on her. And I know because obviously her and William have been together sort of, 8-9 years or something. So I think she would have had that time to kind of, adjust to it all. And I think she's doing amazingly well considering, she's probably feeling the pressure right now, I would imagine,
I agree. Now, Laura, did you grow up in England? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Reading in Berkshire, which is actually the same county that Kate Middleton grew up as well.
There you go. And in Reddington, was there always a lot of conversation? I'm wondering if there was conversation about the princes, like, if I could meet the Prince William or Prince Harry, wouldn't it be great if Laura hooked up with Prince William? Do people talk like that?
They definitely do. I mean, especially, because obviously Berkshire is also the county that has Windsor Castle in. So I think people were always, especially when we were younger, because William was the same age as all us girls, so we were sort of always thinking, I wonder what it would be like if we met him, and, I wonder whether, we'd get a chance of being a princess, Obviously, we never actually ran into him in the street. But, I think a lot of girls my age thought that, especially when we were like 13, 14,
Did you think growing up, was always your aspiration to be an actress and then come over to America and play a lot of different parts?
Pretty much, I think, I'd always loved acting since I was little. And then my aunt's also an actress, but she tried to put me off for years, about the industry. And then eventually I think she came around to the idea that I was going to do it. And that was it, really. So, it was always a dream to kind of come to America and do this. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How do you find life in Los Angeles when you're in LA versus when you're back in Reddington or in the UK anywhere?
Reading. It's very different. It's at first I didn't think it would be as much of a culture shock as it was to start with, because I thought, it'll just be, it'll be the same, it'll be a city, just a bit sunnier. But actually, obviously, it's a massive, massive change. But I love it here. I get the beach, I get sunshine. It's a crazy city, but I love it. But back in London, it's always nice to have that change. So to go back, I went back at Christmas and it was wonderful just to have some snow and, see all my friends again. So, it was great.
Hey, you don't have to sell me on England. I love it. Wimbledon, that's when you want to go back. Strawberries and cream and watch everyone play.
Absolutely. Oh, to see all the tennis. It's so much fun. Strawberries and pins.
Absolutely. We're speaking with actress Laura Waddell. She's in the movie William and Kate Let Love Rule. There's been a lot made about the royal wedding coming up, a lot of excitement over that. And here you are in a movie actually portraying the boss of Kate Middleton. I'm wondering when you go to, because here, of course, you use your British accent. You use your tools that you have. What is it? What do you do when you're going out for a part where it's an American accent? It's some kind of a dialect from the South or the North or whatever. Do you work with linguists or what do you do?
German, if it's a very specific accent, and they want a very specific, you know, accent located to a certain state, yeah, I'll work with a dialect coach just to get it, you know, specifically right. But a lot of the time, they just want sort of standard American, which I know I can do. So I generally just go into the audition as American, read the part, and then I come out of it at the end, which is always a nice, it's a nice thing to see their face when I go into British, because they're a bit confused at first, and then it's always a nice surprise, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. What's next for you, Laura? I'm sure your agent's out there and you got all kinds of things going on, but what are you excited about that's on the horizon for you?
Well, I've got a feature film that I'm shooting in the summer, which should be really fun. It's called Shattered Mind, and it's a thriller. Mm-hmm. So I get to something a bit dramatic. I play the wife of the lead character, and he has a sort of split personality, and my character ends up dying but then turning up again later in the film, and it should be quite an interesting role to do, yeah.
Shattered Mind. Who plays opposite you? Do you know who it is yet?
They're still establishing that at the moment. They're still discussing the leads. So we shall see. I'm excited to find out who my co-star's going to be.
Oh, I think you should throw in your two cents. Think of the sexiest, hottest guy that you could possibly want to play opposite.
Yeah, well, I'm praying that they're going to get someone really, really gorgeous. Yeah.
There you go. You're a delight. It was fun to talk to you, Laura Waddell, and for everybody out there listening, go and check it out. Lifetime Television, really, really, I think, a great portrayal by Laura. And, of course, the rest of the cast did a great job, too. The actress who played Kate Middleton, I thought she was terrific. Was she fun to work with?
Yeah, she was really lovely. And we discovered that we were actually from the same county. She's from Berkshire as well, literally a town that's really close to Reading. So it was lovely to work with her, yeah.
All right. William and Kate, let love rule. Laura, thanks so much and continued success in Hollywood.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one. And again, Reading, not Reddington. I was thinking Reddington. That's where we used to go and get clothes in Pennsylvania. They had all those outlets. But anyway, what a delight she was. William and Kate getting married is a big deal in England. And to some in the United States, it's a big deal. A few of you have written me notes about whether or not I was going to watch, what did I think of the wedding, was it over the top, would I get up and watch it live versus would I tape it? The answer to the question was, will I get up and watch it? No. Would I tape it? A much better chance of that. My curiosity, I would just want to see some of the pageantry. I don't necessarily care about the royals, the royal wedding, or any of that kind of stuff. In fact, if anything, what a frenzy over this couple, and what a crazy life to be hurled into for her if you look at the paparazzi and how they're all over these princes. But otherwise, nah, it's just kind of, I think it's just kind of interesting, the pageantry. It's interesting, the whole royal, the idea of the royals. But didn't we escape? Didn't we go to escape the mother country, as it were, trying to get away from the whole idea of the king and the queen and all of that. Of course, fast forward centuries later, and it's just one of those titles where, yes, there is great respect, I think, for the royal throne. However, as somebody asked me in a question, how does the queen rule? And I got to tell you, Alan, the queen does not rule. It's the prime minister and parliament. But I understand there's so many... There's so many things out there now between the Tudors and whatnot, it's easy to get confused. All right, coming up on the flip side, more on President Obama and the birther controversy. Is it over?